Tonight's Bible reading comes from Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 to 40. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question: "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it: love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." This is the word of the Lord.
Well, good evening once again at Nawi Baptist Church, our wonderful family. It's great to be speaking to you wherever you are tonight. Really, it is a privilege to always come back to our home church. And tonight, you know, the Lord has really put on my heart this message that I wish to share with any church I can share it with. It is a message that has been very strong from God to me, because I believe it's in His word and it's His command and it's His call. And so I really want you tonight to, as young men and women especially, to really just put away whatever distraction right now, whatever focus you have. I'd just love you to just focus on saying, "God, speak to me," and be open to hear God speak to you right now. I really believe that our Father loves us and cares about us, and He wants to communicate His heart to us. And so that's why young Samuel was told to say, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." And so if you could pray with me right now and expect God to speak to your heart, expect God to give you something to encounter Him in this message so that you might become all that He has meant for you to become. And so would you please join with me right now, close your eyes and just pray with me so that we could hear His voice. Thank you for your presence, Lord God. We adore you and worship you. And right now, we want to give you thanks and praise for who you are. The God of peace who gives us peace. The God of love who loves us. The God of all comfort who comforts us. And so for my brothers and sisters tonight, wherever they are, I pray, Father, that they would hear your voice right now, that they would know your comfort and your strength and your encouragement and your inspiration. Lord God, may you right now cause our heart to receive your word, cause our mind to understand your word. Lord, open our eyes to see you spiritually. God, we come before you holy. Holy, holy is your name. The whole earth is filled with your beauty, with your glory, with your goodness, Father. We love you. We worship you. We adore you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Pray that you fill me over and over again and speak through me that I might give the praise and the glory to you, Lord Jesus, that you may touch hearts and minds tonight, that you would encounter everyone, Lord God, who is listening, that they would truly be captured by you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friends, tonight I want to speak to you about this message that I just said I want to share with you. If I only had one message, and one message only, to share with any church I had opportunity to share with, it would be this message. It is to know Christ and make Him known. To know Christ and make Him known is the most important thing according to God's word. And this is why it should be our greatest purpose and our highest calling as followers of Jesus Christ. Knowing Christ and making Him known
is something we ought to do and live out for the rest of our life. Because it is God's greatest command to us. For it comes straight out of the lips of Jesus. When he said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." Let me just read it again. Matthew 22. "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." Friends, this is the greatest. This is the highest. This is the most important. There is no other scripture more important than this. Friends, in this passage, loving God is all about knowing Jesus in a close relationship where you really know him and are having a real intimate, close relationship with him. And loving your neighbor is all about making him known by sharing his message and caring practically for people. That's why I believe when it comes to this command that knowing Christ and making him known should be our highest purpose. And I pray it will be your highest purpose. Friends, if we live for this purpose, I believe it would be worth Christ dying for. And so tonight, I want to look at mainly knowing Christ. Knowing Christ. I want to begin by looking at some of the most powerful passages in the Word of God, which call us to know Christ. Let me begin in Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23. "Thus says the Lord, let not a wise man boast of his wisdom. Let not the mighty man boast of his might. Let not the rich man boast of his riches. But, let him who boasts, boast of this, that he understands and knows me." What a powerful passage of scripture. God says the one thing that you should be boasting about is knowing me. The number one thing that your life should be all about, your priority, your focus, your highest aim should be to know me. It's not that you should be rich or that you should be the most intelligent person or that you should be, you know, the most famous person or powerful person, fit person, good-looking person. Whatever, your aim should not be that. That should not be your priority. Your priority is really to know God deeply in relationship. That is the thing that God values the most, esteems the most, that would count the most. Now, one of the greatest prophets was a man named Daniel. I love this prophet. He said this powerful verse in Daniel 11:32, which is my second favorite passage after "Love the Lord your God." He says, "But the people who know their God, who have a close relationship with him, will be strong and do exploits." Wow. What a passage. The people who know their God will be strong and do exploits. Now, Daniel was a young man, like many of you who are watching tonight, but he was taken into captivity with his nation that was destroyed and taken over by the Babylonians. And they were in exile as slaves. And there Daniel, who loved God and believed in God, was tested, was tried. The Babylonians, the rulers and the kings did everything they could to make Daniel compromise his faith, leave his faith and his God. They tried to, whether it's through dress or through food or through position and fame and power and money, whatever they tried, they could not get Daniel to leave his God or his faith. The opposite happened. Daniel impacted every ruler and every king and every nation that he served. He impacted them for God. He was strong. Nothing, not the lion's den stopped him, not the threats of death stopped him. He was strong in God, and he was able to make God known to every ruler and every king and to the whole nation. They knew that the God of Daniel is the mighty, true, one and only God. How was Daniel able to do that? What made him achieve this? Well, the verse says it, that the people who know their God will be strong and do exploits. And friend, I believe that no matter what comes your way, whether it's COVID-19 or COVID-20 or 21 or economic crisis or relational crisis, whatever will come your way, let me tell you that the people who know their God, who have a personal, intimate relationship with God on a daily basis, will be strong and will be able to make known the Savior they love. In 1 Corinthians 2, Paul said, the apostle of apostles said this, "For I determined to know nothing among you except Christ and Him crucified." Paul's determination was to know Christ. He goes on to say in Philippians 3, "I count all things to be loss in the view of the surpassing value of knowing Jesus my Lord, for whom I've suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ." Paul says, you know, my highest calling, my number one purpose is to know Christ intimately. And I'm determined, Paul says, to do that. And you not only that, I count all other things as loss, as rubbish, that I might know Him. Friends, God wants us to be determined to know Him. And He wants us to count loss those things that stop us from really knowing Christ deeply. Everything comes at a cost. If you really want to know Christ in a way that changes your life and impacts you and gives you meaning, where you're able to impact others, then friends, you've got to count other things as lost. You've got to get rid of those idols that stop you from knowing Jesus deeply. You've got to say no to those things that you're making them a priority. You can never really know Jesus deeply if those things are your priority. It's got to be knowing Christ. And when you do, it's worth it. It's the best thing you can do. Jesus said in John 15, He said this, "Abide in me and I'll abide in you." You get to know me. Connect to me and I will connect to you. You'll get to know me, you'll flourish and you'll bear much fruit. John 10:14, Jesus said, "I'm the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me." Do you know the Lord? Friends, that's an important question you must answer. It's not whether you go to church. Do you know the Lord in a personal relationship? Because that's what Christ values. In John 17:3, Jesus said, it says this about the Lord. It says that, "This is eternal life, that they might know you, the only true God." Eternal life begins with knowing Christ. Eternal life is all about a personal relationship of knowing Christ. In all of these passages, I believe God is strongly calling us to really know Him. And so, how do we get to know Jesus in a deeper way? In a way that we grow in knowing Him. Well, I want to share five things that will help us to know Jesus in a deeper way. Number one, you can know Jesus by receiving Him as your Lord and Savior. Friends, this is the first and most important step to knowing Jesus. For without it, you cannot know Jesus. In John chapter 1, verse 12, Jesus said, "As many as received Him, He gave the right to become children of God." Friends, it's receiving Jesus as our Lord and Savior that makes us children of God spiritually. It is receiving what Christ has done for us on that cross through His sacrifice as a payment for our sins that makes us children of God. It's surrendering to Him, receiving Him as your Lord and surrendering to Him that makes you a child of God spiritually. Jesus said, "Unless you are born of My Spirit, you cannot see the kingdom of heaven." Friends, it's important that we are born of His Spirit. In John 3:36, "He who believes in the Son has eternal life, and he who does not believe in the Son, does not have the Son, shall not see life, but God's judgment is upon him." Without receiving Christ and following Christ, Jesus said, we will perish in hell. Unless you repent and turn, you will perish. Friends, that's the truth. The truth is, without receiving Christ as Lord and knowing Him as Lord, we will perish in hell. But God loved us so much that He sent His only Son to pay the price which we could not pay. With His precious blood, He died on that cross, that whoever receives Him as Lord and follows Him as Lord will not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus said, many will say to me, "Lord, Lord," but I'll say, "Depart from me, I never knew you." Friends, Jesus will not say that to those who know Him, to those who have received Him. He'll say, "Come in, welcome. You are My son, My daughter." And so, friends, it is important. There are many people today who think by going to church that they are really following Jesus, or just by getting baptized or reading their Bible or serving or giving, or by being, theologically one way or the other. Let me tell you, unless you know Christ personally, unless you are born of His Spirit, you will perish. Friends, it is important, it is crucial. We must receive Christ to be saved, to be delivered. I remembered a young couple in our church who came and heard the gospel preached for the first time. Their marriage was, they were religious, they believed in God, they feared God, they went to church, but they hadn't received Jesus yet as their Lord. They haven't surrendered to Him, to knowing Him in a personal relationship. They were messed up in many, many ways. But you were nice people. So their relationship was in a bad way. With their children, they weren't that doing a great job. In their financial life, they weren't doing a great job. But as they received Christ as their Lord and Savior, their lives were changed. They were transformed. Their marriage was transformed. The way they brought up their children was changed. They became a new creation in God. When you receive Christ and you get to know Him, He changes you. And this couple is now on fire for God, making Him known, strong in the Lord, because they received Him as their Savior. If you've never made a clear commitment to Christ, if you've never surrendered your life to the Lord, if you died tonight and you say, "I'm not sure where I'm going,"
then friends, I beg you, I plead with you, surrender your life to Christ tonight. Receive him as your Lord and Savior and be saved. Escape the judgment to come. Receiving Christ is the greatest eternal vaccine for sin and for escaping the judgment of hell. And so if you are wanting to do that, I want to give you an opportunity right now. Don't delay it. Don't postpone it. Come as you are and really give your life to the Lord. Would you pray just as a start this short prayer with me in your heart right now, wherever you are? Would you just take a few moments right now? Pray this prayer with me with all your heart. And if you do, the Lord will honor that and will change your heart. Let's pray. Pray after me. Father God, thank you that you love me. Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for my sins on the cross. I believe in you. I receive you tonight as my Lord and my Savior. I repent from my sins, from living in sin, and I want to turn and follow you as my Lord. Please come into my life and live in me. Help me to follow you tonight, all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, if you've prayed that prayer, that's a wonderful beginning for you to begin to know the Lord. And I want to encourage you to text or call Pastor Brett or any of the pastors that you've prayed that prayer. If you've prayed that prayer tonight, please let your pastors know so that they could pray for you and help you to grow in that relationship. You can't do it on your own. So I want to congratulate you if you've started that. May the Lord really do great things in you and through you. The second thing that will help us to know Christ is to obey his word. Friends, the way to grow in knowing Jesus is to obey his word. Without obeying, you will not grow in knowing Jesus. Obeying is the key to growing in your relationship with the Lord. In John 14, 21, whoever has my commands, Jesus said, and keeps them, is the one who obeys, is the one who loves me. And the one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. Friends, Jesus says here, if you will live a life of obeying me, I will reveal myself to you. I will show you what I'm like. I will reveal my plan, my purpose, my heart, my character, my person to you. You will get to know me in a close relationship that empowers your life and changes your life. Jesus said that the wise follower, the person who really follows him, is the one who hears his word and obeys him. That's the person who build their relationship on a solid rock, Jesus Christ and his word. He said, if that person is living in obedience, you know, testings will come. The flood and the rain and the wind will beat on your life, but you will stand and you will not fall. You will be strong because you are living in obedience to the word of the Lord. And as you do that, friends, it will empower you to be free from addiction to sin. It will empower you to live free from fear, from anxiety, to know the Lord's strength and power and joy in your life. And it's exciting. And the more you obey the Lord, the more he empowers you to grow more and to know him more. I want to encourage you, friends, don't think you can be a true Christian and live a life of disobedience. A true Christian is a follower of Jesus who obeys his word, who endeavors to live a life of obedience. And as you do, you will grow in knowing Jesus and you will make him known. There's so much power in obeying the Lord. There's blessing, there's growth, and it's awesome. I remember
a young man who came to our church recently, and this guy was about 35, and I'll call his name George. George came for the first time, and I was speaking, and he was impacted and gave his life to Christ. And he came from when his mother left when he was about 19, and it really destroyed him. And he got on drugs. He became a heavy drinker. He comes from a wealthy family that spoiled him at the same time. And he struggled for years. He was lost and confused all over the place. Anyway, God began to work on his heart. And he came to our church, and he gave his life to Christ. And George's life was transformed. And he said the secret is, he came from a religious background. He tried to read the Bible. He tried to follow God. But he said it's after he received Christ, he began to see how he can obey the Lord. And as he began to obey the Lord, one day after another, he said, I began to experience God's power in my life over addictions that I never thought I could be free from. He said, the more I obeyed, the more I got excited, experienced God's love for me and a clear conscience. I felt strong in God. And this guy is now a leader in the church. And wherever he goes, he has a powerful testimony how God transformed him. And he says he just loves obeying God's word. He loves God's word. And he said, I really get empowered as I obey the Lord. Friends, there is power in obeying of the Lord and freedom. Number three, we can know Jesus through talking to him in prayer. Friends, any good relationship can't be good without good communication. A good relationship cannot flourish, it cannot grow, it can't become intimate without good communication. And God calls us to know him through talking with him in prayer, through sharing with him. Let me read this passage to you in Jeremiah 29. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will restore you. Friends, through praying, prayer and talking with God throughout the day, I believe it's a powerful way we can get to know the Lord deeper. As we share our joys with him, as we share our pain, our fears, our anxiety, whatever we're going through, as we include him in our life, he includes us in his. As we talk with him, he talks with us. He is a God that wants us to know him. And if you do not spend time, quality time with God, you're not going to really know him. A lot of people think they can just drive through with the Lord every day. You know, like drive-through has its place. But friends, you've got to be in a place where you park yourself, sit with God and spend time with him and get to know him by sharing and pouring your heart and talking to him. And you'll get to know him in ways you never thought. And, you know, throughout the day, drive-through as well. Talk with him, include him in your work and whatever challenge you might have. Talk to him about it. Pray. Call on him. And talk to him about other people who need his salvation, who need his encouragement. And as you do that, you'll get to know him. That's beautiful, friends. We have such a privilege to talk with God and walk with God. I want to encourage you to really do that. Number four, you can know Jesus by fellowshipping with other believers. Friends, that's another important way that we can know Jesus more intimately, through true believers. Now, I can know Jesus, the Jesus in you and through you, by fellowshipping with you, and you can know Jesus, the Jesus in me or through me, as we fellowship with each other. And so many times I've experienced and gotten to know the love of God through other believers who showed me the love of God. I got to know that God is loving through them. I got to know the wisdom of God through them, the counsel of God through them, the comfort of God through them. You know, it is wonderful when we fellowship with other believers because we get to know Jesus more through other brothers and sisters. We get to know the character of Christ in them. And so I want to encourage you through whatever means, don't be isolated. Do whatever you can to be accountable, to be in fellowship with other believers, to connect with others on a deeper level. And that will help you to grow in knowing Jesus as you also show Jesus to them so that they might know Christ through you. And lastly, number 5, you can know Jesus through sharing his message of salvation. Very much. I believe this is something very powerful, that if you begin to share Christ with others, you really are going to get to know Jesus in ways you would not have if you did not share his message. Now, listen to this passage. You know it. Matthew 28. It says, Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and on earth is given to me. Go and make disciples of all nations." And then he says, "And I will be with you always to the very end." There are 2 things at least that Jesus says. He said, if you share my message, there's authority in sharing my message. You will experience me. You will get to know my authority as you step out and share my message. And number 2, he says, I will be with you. I promise. As you share his message, you will know his presence with you. It's an awesome thing, friends, to really step out and share his message. There are times where I shared his message like a lion. There are other times I shared his message like a lamb. But I tell you, every time I've stepped out, whether I felt weak or strong, or I knew what to do or not, I sensed his authority. I sensed his presence. Many times I didn't know how I'm going to start the conversation. What am I going to say to them? And the Lord would fill my mouth with his wisdom, with his words. He would give me strength that I did not have. He would give me a sense of his presence. And so as I shared, I got to know the Lord. I got to know him as he spoke through me and touched people's lives and changed them. As he really transformed people before my very eyes, as I prayed for them, he touched them. As I shared the word of God, it convicted their hearts. Friends, I want to encourage you to really step out and share his message, and you will get to know the presence of Christ, the power of Christ, the adventure that is really wonderful when you just step out with, you know, whether you're an evangelist or not, don't worry about that. You know, as you start in weakness, you'll see God's strength and power displayed. If you start not knowing what, he will fill you. I want to encourage you. Don't be afraid. Get to know Jesus by sharing his message with everyone. I can tell you of countless stories. People in our church, not evangelists, they just, for the love for Jesus and love for the lost, they step out and they bring in, people are affected by them, are changed and transformed through their sharing about Jesus. And so, friends, what a powerful way for us to know Jesus by sharing his message with others. So I finish by saying to you, what is your goal? What is your highest purpose? What is your highest call? What are you living for? I want to encourage you to live for knowing Jesus and making him known. Now that is worth Christ dying for. That is worth our life to be lived out for him. So I want to encourage you, don't waste your life, don't waste your time, don't waste your talents and your gift on things that don't count. Really determine to know Jesus more than anything else and to make him known. And I believe your life will echo in eternity, will be a life full of meaning and purpose, and there will be a joy and a peace that comes from knowing Jesus as you do that. That is wonderful, friends. And so tonight, I want to encourage you to commit your life to really knowing Christ
and making him known. For the people who know their God will be strong and will be able to make Christ known. I hope that you will be that person. You will be that Daniel, that Joseph, who knows the Lord and will make him known. Would you pray with me? Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your command to us to love you with all our heart and love our neighbor, to know you and to make you known. I pray that whoever's listening right now would take it to heart. Would you engrave it in their heart? Holy Spirit, would you make it real to each person listening tonight, that they would truly live for that purpose, to honor you and glorify you by knowing you and making you known. For you are beautiful and you are worth it, Lord Jesus. We adore you and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.